the morning, gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal, seeing everything, the time is going, ticking on and on, everybody's rushing, gotta get down to the bus stop, gotta catch my bus, I see my friends, kicking in the front seat, sitting in the back seat, gotta make my mind up, which seat can I take?
It's Saturday,
and we've been waiting for...
It's not.
Son of a bitch.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Well, as long as we fucking waited for Tanner.
It's Friday, and you've been waiting all week for it. It's time for the legendary Podzilla 1985 group chat podcast for happiness.
I would argue that it was Friday, and we've been waiting for Tanner for so long, it's now Saturday.
It was Friday a month ago when we started waiting for Tanner.
Zach Price was on the show recently. That's how long it's been.
I was going to say, he has not. What?
No, he has not. So my name is Shannon. Let me do some introductions real quick. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. With me, of course, we have Double H.
Yes. Hey, hey.
And the Big D, Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
And then, in the meantime, I want you guys to listen to this.
There it is.
God,
I knew it.
Fucking stop it.
I knew he was going to do it.
I got gum.
Saw it coming.
Gang stop.
Gum in me. It's fun.
All right, well, Dalton is out for the rest of the show.
I'll
There's
kick
no way he
ass.
Gets past that.
I'll kick your ass. I'll kick your dog's ass. I'll kick my own ass. So, I think we should do this show on Saturday and just call it Shit Posting Saturday Night.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
The funniest thing about this, so we had Derek on last week, and last week was just, it literally was just us entertaining ourselves, laughing at the pictures Hunter was posting. It's also the highest rated show for the entire month. So.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that on recording.
Well, it wasn't because of Derek.
Well, I know, but he's gonna. Think
I don't
it's
know, man.
Him.
That intro was pretty good.
That was
just
pretty
eat
epic.
The crust, you stupid baby.
So the best part about that. Well, that was great anyway. But Billy was at work at the store this week, and I turned my Spotify on and I played that show on the store's computer, and it got about 8 seconds in, and then it just stopped. So I know he paused it, and I'm hoping he was with a customer. As Derek started talking, Dalton just goes, fucking. No.
Oh.
No.
You're welcome.
No, you can't do that.
No regrets.
You don't bring Cool Cat back?
Oh.
Ah, oh, Cool Cat.
She doesn't know anything about. She doesn't know anything about Cool Cat. I haven't shown her Cool Cat.
But he loves all the kids and babies.
And babies. And babies. I'm pretty sure this is how I lost the last one. I'm pretty sure it was Cool Cat and Neil Breen is what ended up costing me. You know? Whatever.
Neil Breen can't possibly cause that many problems. He's still around. He's doing his own thing.
Is he doing
cool
a new
cat.
Movie yet?
I
no,
don't
that,
know.
That's Derek.
Why would you literally ask any of us like we know? You will have all the updated Cool Cat news at any given point in time. Or Neil Breen.
Has Cool Cat stopped the school shooting yet?
I'm pretty sure they canceled that, but let me look.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because they canceled school.
I was about to say it'd be easier now.
It's over.
Why is there no Cool Cat stops the coronavirus? That's what I want to know.
Did Cool Cat get hit with the coronavirus?
Well, cats can't transmit it, remember?
Oh, yeah, but they can still get it.
That's true.
Yeah, don't tell me that.
Here, I'm There's just going to send you...
What are you doing?
I found the picture, the cover for the DVD, and I'm going to send it to the group chat.
Oh,
which
no.
one? Discord or Facebook?
Discord.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
this has been my life for the last hour.
All right, here you go.
How is this a top rate? No!
Well, come,
why does anybody listen to this show? This is just our version of the React show. That's all it is. PZ85 Reacts.
I like that you have to know how dirty the dog is, so he has to wear it on his shirt. That's dirty dog.
Why is he so photorealistic? He's too real. Oh, I mean, they got one thing right. Cargo shorts are a pretty dirty dog. That's...
I like that none of the kids in the background are affected at all by a giant cat and a giant dog pointing guns at them.
Where did a bulldog get a snub-nosed 38 revolver? And how did he learn to wield it?
It's so easy to buy a gun now.
Oh man, that was what it was all about, wasn't it?
That's a hot topic.
Oh gosh, I can't handle it.
I never did get a reply. I never did get a reply from Derek Savage on Twitter.
Yeah, that's sad. That's a shame.
That rat bastard.
That you can get the replies from people you have gotten, but Derek Savage doesn't have the time of day for you. You should text Dolph about that.
I'm going to text Dolph Ziggler and see what he thinks about Cool Cat.
Yes.
I got a reply once from Mitch Pileggi. You know Mitch Pileggi?
I remember.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember. He's from the X-Files. I can't think of his character name. He was the director of the FBI, though.
Walter Skinner.
Skinner, that's what I was trying to think of. But see, Skinner throws me off because Skinner is just the principal. That's it.
But I can't get
Tanner.
Fucking
start
Derek
recording
Savage.
Now.
Yeah,
Tanner
just
start
recording
right now.
Tanner, can you hear us?
You're at about 5 minutes or 5 minutes
yeah,
and 20 seconds.
I got 5:25 right now.
I'm going to introduce him so that way I know where it's at. Just Tanner, whenever you're here, say something. Okay.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
It's yes. Thrilling content here tonight.
Are you recording?
I am recording.
All right. And joining us now on the show, Tanner Calvert.
Mahalo.
So okay. Let's talk about this bitch.
We're talking about Cool Cat.
Never mind. I'm out, guys.
Oh, Tanner. Before you go, there's something you really need to hear.
Oh, God.
God, stop it, Shannon. Son of a bitch. You're not harming him. It's just me.
I've got gum.
What?
He's enjoying the gum.
Tanner, can
like
you hear me?
I can hear you,
cow.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out what the hell's happening.
It's time. Oof. It's that time of the show that we've all been waiting for. It's something we like to call Hunter Hendrix Secrets.
Okay, you totally
you know, when
cut
I
out.
Used to work, when I...
Fuck
shut
it,
up, Tanner.
Fuck it up.
When I used to work at GameStop, people assumed that all the games were in the back, but actually all the games... were in the cases, and you could have stolen them at any time.
Secrets. Well, okay. Thank you. That's we entertained 4 people tonight.
That's it. Yep. That's all we got. Somebody out there remembers that Conan bit.
Oh, man.
And that's it.
Man, we still got 54 minutes of this. 57 minutes of this. Shit, my math is bad. 53.
If we had started recording at 8, we'd be done.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, you know, I had some
it's crazy, isn't
to do
it?
At company...
You had a haircut.
Hunter,
you had company.
And a haircut.
Did you have some company?
Tanner, confirmed. Did you have company?
I did have company.
And then you got your haircut?
I got my haircut while company was here.
Seems like you did that in the wrong order. Wait, what?
That's some redneck shit right there.
Unless your company was a hairstylist, I feel like that's wrong.
Nope, my haircut was by my wife.
Okay, okay. Who's the company?
A friend of ours.
Okay, why were they there?
Witness?
Fucking Shannon.
This is good gum.
He is absolutely trying to hide in this gum thing right now.
He is.
I'm no, to you break- are!
Yep.
Anyway.
Cody's coming in.
No, we yes. can't.
Yes.
All right, let's do it. This just is the worst show ever.
I'm going to tell yes. them to start recording immediately.
Okay, cool. So we'll know whenever yes. he starts.
Yeah,
that'll awesome. Be easy.
I love that. I feel you bad can just you, drop Shannon. In and drop out of these shows.
That's what's going to make the show better. The one that's already off the rails with absolutely no value of content is to add another person to the list.
So again, what the fuck has happened in the 5 minutes
the
you guys are recording?
How is this the highest rated show?
Well, there was about 45 minutes of us just talking, waiting for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you missed and then all we just the kinda, good posts.
You missed some good shit posts.
That's what we need to start calling Shit Post Friday.
I already had a better name for it. Shit Post Saturday.
That's true.
Or Fucktard Friday.
I don't like that.
Well, you don't name shows, so.
Ouch.
No, I have shows named after me.
Oh,
wasn't that defunct?
You did have shows named after
yeah.
you.
Do what?
That was canceled, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just because I couldn't show up anymore.
It converted. Well, E.T., go
probably, come. Probably because you're too busy getting haircuts.
Y'all just jealous I got a haircut.
No, I got one
like
one a week
2 weeks ago.
I refuse to cut my hair. I'm going to let it grow and grow and grow.
Let it grow. Let it grow.
Let it grow.
All right, we're going like to get sued.
No, we're not. Different song.
Come here. Come on.
Yeah, I
just fucking spit that gum out, Shannon.
It wasn't. It wasn't like a full on haircut. Like my hair is still long on top. This is I got the normal. I got what is normal for me now.
Keep talking, Tanner. We'll see if Parker agrees.
Joining the show with us now, Wicket the Ewok.
You sound so pissed off.
He's so angry.
It's because you took too long. He's supposed to be in bed right now.
He can't even see your haircut and he hates it.
No. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Tanner.
What?
Come at her. It is fun.
E.T.? Oh, God. Is that, there it is.
Who the hell listens to this show?
You just said earlier that this was the highest rated show of the month, and I'm like, how? How is that possible?
Hang on. I don't know. I can look up the stats. One moment, please.
It is. We're not worried about the stats.
He already looked it up.
Yeah, I guess he doesn't believe me.
Well, I want to see it for myself.
All right, Jesse.
I wasn't here.
Neither was I.
Cody's here.
Cody, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining the show with us right now, Mr. Cody Sandusky.
That's right, the one and only. What's up, bitches?
Hi. Oh, I missed you so much, Cody.
I only missed about one of you.
Cody, I got a message. I got a message for you.
Listen. Oh, I'm sure you do. Oh, God. Hey, Hunter, what's the beverage of the evening?
She's laughing. Hunter, keep it going. Make her snort.
It's a, my audio's got to be spiked so bad.
Yep. Oh, yeah, so bad.
It's so good, anyway, though.
Cody, the beverage for the night is a watered-down Dr. Pepper from Sonic.
To get you the good buzz. I'm just happy to have joined just in time to hear Donald Duck doing the grapefruit technique.
Well, we know
Parker,
Cody
you
listened
what
last
he said
night.
About you?
I haven't finished that episode yet.
His so rage bad. Knows no bounds.
It knows no bounds. Again, Sarah's downstairs in the basement. She's in her sewing room making masks. And so he's not anywhere near her, which means I'm clearly the bad guy. It's my fault.
You are the instigator
so just,
at fault.
Well, he just like, well, you kinda, did like, start wanders COVID. Around in the living room behind me and looks at me like, you did this. And I'm like, come up here and sit with me. And then he gets irritated. And it doesn't work. Tom Nook said he hoped I get COVID.
Let's see.
Oh, how do we have six people on this show and no one is talking?
Because sometimes you have to let the ambient noise happen.
No, the correct answer was the economy is in shambles.
Oh, that's right. My apologies.
No, I went back to look at the top 10 episodes over the last 30 days, and there was four episodes of the legendary PZ85 group chat podcast for happiness that are in the top 10.
It was five at one point.
No, the first one doesn't count because it's past the 30 days. Also, Cool Cat's got a new movie coming out.
Yes.
Oh, and the versus the Wicked Witch.
It's the ultimate kid story between good and evil.
It looks like Cool Cat is going to lose because he turned his back on her.
Yeah, you never turn your back on a witch.
You also don't know how cool that cat is, though.
That witch looks suspiciously similar to a witch from a famous movie. I think they need to work on that costume a little bit.
I don't know about all that.
That's the goddamn sex blood pressure.
This podcast is off the rails.
Oh, God. Someone read that out loud, please, so that everybody knows what we're laughing at.
The doctor reveals my blood pressure is 420 over 69. I hoot and holler out of the building while a bunch of losers try to tell me that I'm dying. With 1,175 retweets. That's some good shit right there.
Let that marinate, bud.
Shannon, just let it marinate, bud.
Along the same lines, I was reading some baseball stats earlier, and somebody retired.
Oh, you know what I think about sports? Blocked.
Tanner, if it's about baseball, I'm gonna tell you now. I don't give a shit about baseball.
Anyway,
Tanner, do you know the baseball stats right now? They're all fucking zero.
Well, fucking let me finish.
Got you there.
All right, finish.
So apparently,
that's what she said.
Okay, Jesus, that's fair. I'll give you that one. So apparently this pitcher retired. When he retired, his ending stats were he had 69 total wins with a 4.20 ERA. And he didn't know. He knew.
That's a goddamn sex weed.
Oh, he knew. Average. He knew goddamn.
So Shanna, I'm coming up. What's up with claymation?
Righteous Gemstones.
Shanna, what's up with claymation?
What's up with it?
Yeah, like what's up with it?
Cody, tell us.
You need a new desk.
What were you talking about?
I said I literally just finished about 15 minutes ago. The Righteous Gemstones, and the whole thing, the entire season today.
Yeah, it goes fast.
Can somebody tell me what that's about?
Yeah, I never even heard of it.
Okay,
you never heard of the Righteous Gemstones?
Yeah, we showed the trailer in the group. John Goodman, Danny McBride, who wrote it and directed most of it, Adam Devine, Edie Patterson. Basically, it's about a family who is top to bottom one of the greatest televangelist groups and mega church pastor groups in the country, and escapades ensue. It's a dramedy in the sense that there's some blackmail. There's as with any Danny McBride project, a healthy amount of male nudity and genitalia.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, a lot more than I think he even anticipated. Walton Goggins is in it, and he is fantastic, as
he's always. Yeah.
Was Goggins Bobbin?
I actually don't remember if we see his appendage. I don't think we do.
Cynthia.
Are you mad about that? Oh, jeez. Okay, never mind. I just saw it.
Cody, you haven't done this show in a while. You pretty much have to keep your Discord open.
Yeah, this is a Friday show.
I've got two monitors in here, homie. I've got
goddamn. Scroll up then. One.
You need three.
Audacity on one in this.
Easy over there, computers, Rockefeller. What are we supposed to do about that?
I will not disclose how I obtain these monitors, and that is all we shall speak on the subject. Thank you.
Wait, this is
the show now. I don't like the sound of that.
Shannon, here it goes. Sandusky Secrets.
There you go.
He stole that shit.
So glad you have joined tonight.
You're welcome.
Cody just hit us with the me.
Well, I only heard you say Sandusky and Secret, and I didn't catch anything else.
Secret. That's all I said. Okay, that's the bit. All that's the bit, baby. Sandusky.
It sure is, pal.
Secrets.
Calvert.
But yes. Secrets. If anybody has an HBO Now trial to burn, I recommend using it on the Righteous Gemstones.
I think I have HBO.
Or you could just get rich and get HBO like me.
I mean.
I'm glad everyone talked
Hunter,
over me when I said
while
that.
While we are both double income, no kid families, you have one dog that is the size of a foot. I have two dogs that are sizes of humans.
Hey. He's at least 2 feet.
Hunter, can you please put Parker back on so we can confront Cody about that?
Parker, please respond. All right.
What the fuck was that?
All I have to do is pick him up, and that's enough for him to be like, nope, it's on. This is right.
It sounds like John Bennett doing his Wicked the Ewok impersonation.
It does! Holy shit! Fuck!
Cody, radio stations hate me because of this one weird trick.
That's right.
I quit.
So would Parker, it be funny or, Parker just be funny or stupid line. if we just took that clip and just copied it and stretched it out over an hour, and that was the entire show.
Parker? I'd listen to it.
Just on repeat. ASMR. It's ASMR.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Shannon, I love it when he's direct. Is that the real green M&M at a Chili's?
No, it's Applebee's. Bringing him in a can of four chilies? You ever been to Chili's?
Oh, I feel God in this Chili's tonight.
I get that reference.
I don't.
Oh, man.
It's The Office.
But, yeah. Tanner, if you don't stop posting Letterkenny gifts in the chat, we're going to start hitting you with E.T. Go Come. And I'm not talking. And this time, I'm not talking about that game.
Good Lord. I feel like this is something where we need to have a link dump of, like, attached to this episode, we need to post all of the shit posts that are inside the chat.
We can't, Cody. It'll get us in trouble.
Hunter, I'm going to bring this one
look
back.
Look closer,
Cody
Tanner.
And Tanner didn't see it.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, yep. There.
God damn it. You had to do it to him.
Is it fun?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Cody, confirm.
I don't wish to confirm.
Tanner, why are your baby pictures on the internet?
You know, I can't even argue that.
He wishes he could. There's no way.
It's right after he gets that haircut.
How was this show popular?
You know, because up until tonight, it wasn't five. Okay, it was a lot of minutes of cackling, yes.
Oh, man.
I think people tuned in last week just to hear us lay dirt on a fellow cast member. They're hoping tonight we'll do the same thing.
Yeah.
So that won't happen again.
No, let's just pick one of us and go for it. Like the lottery.
I mean, I'm back. You may as well shit on me so I can leave again. It's
eeny, meeny, miny, Tanner.
Tanner, send us a picture of that haircut.
Oh, did he leave?
Oh, he came back.
Oh, good.
Pastor Erickson's miny, niny, tiny time town.
You know what we need to do? We need to have a roast. We need to roast somebody on the show. I don't know, somebody.
Is that not what we already do?
I was about to say, yeah, I feel like that's already baked into this process.
But I'm talking about a full-on roast. Like, we advertise it, and we bring everybody onto the show to take turns, like, making fun of this person. Zach wanted to do it years ago to me.
Why don't we do it on...
But
I thought he wanted to do it to himself.
To other people.
I thought he wanted to get himself roasted, because that was, like, his whole thing.
Yeah, he wanted
Zach's roast is his Twitter profile.
No, Zach's roast is his existence and current life.
Yes.
That's both are correct.
This is more advertisement that Zach's gotten a long time on this show.
It's true. Watch him tomorrow show up and be like, I still listen to the show. I still hear these things.
I wish he would.
Well, I mean, as long as Dalton doesn't message him and tell him to listen to it.
Yeah, Dalton.
I didn't message him. I did it via Nerd Up.
because your method of delivery was the problem.
Hunter, please, just bring Parker back one more time.
Okay, Mom, please.
God, come here.
Come here, baby. Hey, say something. That's it. That's all he has this time. He's very quiet.
It's very direct and to the point.
Yeah. He's going to have his own podcast pretty soon.
Good boy.
Oh, the Parker podcast. Good. Put that on a t-shirt.
That's going to be so much better than this one.
Oh, right.
30-minute episode today, guys. Let's just...
No, that's fuck a, that's off. A double ticket. I'm having fun listening to all you guys.
It's a double ticket. We put Ace's new podcast idea and then Parker back to back.
That's some hot fire.
What are you doing? That's right.
Tanner, you stay on too long, it's going to turn to you.
Yeah, he makes a good point. Bail out while you're ahead. I'll probably do that about 15 minutes from now.
No, it's our goal tonight to get through without making fun of any like each other. Now, I know we've already done that, but starting now. Starting now. Fuck off.
Okay, wait. Starting now.
Fucked off.
Oh, there it is. Yep.
It's so quiet. Instantly.
It is. We don't know what to do when we are.
Why don't instead of doing that, why don't we just make them some hot dog water ice cubes?
Oh.
Oh my god.
Man, this year, I know that we have to do all this distance, but please tell me that we're still having the Bean Festival because we never had it last year.
That's true.
The Bean Festival needs to come back. I didn't get my cold hot dog pie. I didn't get any of it.
Well, normally we do the Bean Festival on the 4th of July. Are we going to be open again by the 4th of July?
I think so.
Aren't you already open?
I'm about to say, yeah, you're open. I don't know if the rest of us are going places.
I'm in the country.
Oh.
No,
okay.
Definitely not.
Yeah, we'll be. Hey, no, we're going to be open. What are you kidding me? We can't sit around. Hey, Cody, we can't just sit around and wait for this to go away. We got to get back to work.
We're already open now. My bets are by July 4th, we're closed again. It's going to be the grand opening, grand closing.
No,
we're not closing again. That's it. It clearly didn't work this time.
Nobody gives a shit anymore. Like, nobody cares
about
being safe.
No, they don't. Believe me, I know.
That will be the answer.
I've had to actually walk into places in person the last, like, few days. I've had to go in and see so many people with no masks. It's been the best.
Oh, did you? Well, you didn't listen to the show last night. Did you listen to the show last night?
No, I haven't had a chance to. It's queued up. I haven't started yet.
There was a guy that walked by my store yesterday. He comes by all the time. He's this really weird anime guy. And he was wearing a Batman mask. But it was
a
Batman mask, but it was an actual Batman mask. So his nose and his face,
his mouth
were both exposed.
The places you don't need to expose are the only things exposed.
Right.
And to answer the question, Hunter, I did laugh at your bit over the Dark Side of the Ring Road Warriors bit.
I knew you would. Because he wore the Batman mask, so if someone wears an actual mask and they put their faces together, then the masks match up. Just like
Hawk. That makes sense why Hawk was on cocaine.
I like that dog looks so happy drinking Pepsi. That makes me happy.
But it's old Pepsi. It's good Pepsi.
Yeah, I drank Pepsi today, and it was not good.
It did not hit you the right way. Well, I watched it happen.
Hey, look, I Pepsi drank the is whole always thing. Good. It's always delicious. It's always cold and refreshing.
No, it's not.
This part of Pepsi the podcast is brought to you by Tanner's Job.
Do what?
Pepsi with cane sugar is really good. It's hard to find, though.
I forget. Tanner is
no!
The library. No, the soda library.
There you go.
Soda library.
Yeah, the soda library. It's fine. Tanner, it's fine. I work for River Radio. I can say it out loud. It's fine. They don't listen. They don't like me anyway.
That's not what I want.
Screenshot fuck Cody.
I'm going to take a screenshot of this podcast.
Oh, I'll give you an email address to send it to.
I have God it. Damn. Cody, I worked there.
You
please.
Do. You still get emails from Kirby all the time.
I literally read one out loud earlier. That was going to be the show, actually.
It's just reading Kirby emails?
Yes.
Hunter, we like listeners, unlike Real Rock.
Well, you know, I'm stuck in here with you dumb virgins. So.
Fucking Chad.
You've had to say that a lot on this show.
I told them the story today about how Chad fucked my ex-girlfriend. That was fun.
For Jesus.
Wait a minute,
what?
Which ex-girlfriend did Chad fuck?
Well, I don't want to say her name. No, can fuck
you,
no.
Well, can Shannon, I'm going to go there, and
that's
I'm going to say...
Vinyl, only... Vinyl was protected. Her family wouldn't let any black people near her.
Oh, no.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know any of the faces of these people you've mentioned throughout some of the podcast. I just know names, and that was the only one that came to mind.
Her nickname... Well, her name
was... fine.
Oh, no. It was the dog-faced gremlin, right?
Yeah, it was the dog-faced gremlin.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is what my cousin called her, and he said he had to go and put some like water in her dish or something. I don't know. I don't know. But we dated.
I got to get home and put water in Buck Nasty's mama's dish.
We dated. She lived in Wisconsin. She came down to visit me after we broke up. We were talking about getting back together, and she stayed at Chad's house until I could get there. She literally like got out of her car, got in his apartment, waited for me to get there, and when I got there and knocked on the door, he answered it. He was sweating and panting.
You know, the perfect signs of innocence.
Maybe they did like a VHS workout tape together.
Oh, they worked
it out. Jane Fonda.
Yeah, Jane Fonda.
Literally, that's what I said was Jane Fonda.
He busted out that big purple dildo.
I was just thinking the, you know, baby got back.
Oh.
She didn't really have back.
That's fine. So does every group or does every person have that example in their life? Because I have someone... in one of my other friends' groups who dated a girl who I promise you looked like Claudio Sanchez.
What the? Wow.
No, dude, it was it was my freshman year of college, his sophomore year. He comes home for Christmas break. He's like, hey, look at this picture. And we all kind of pursed our lips and smiled along. Like, yeah, that looks great. And then one of us immediately texted another one of us a picture of Claudio.
I had a friend who sent me a picture of their newborn. And was like, isn't this baby cute? And I was like, that baby looks like a blobfish.
That friend is Tanner.
You need to put that baby in water so it can look normal.
It's Abe Sapien. It needs help.
Oh, no. Oh. What is
the term blobfish is just funny to me.
Yeah, that's what it was. Man. That's what broke you.
Well, it was the printer earlier.
Why is that what broke him?
Oh, God. Why is the catchphrase back?
Oh, it was bad earlier, Cody.
Oh, I'm sure it was. Riddle me this. How many minutes into this podcast were you when I came in?
About 11.
Yeah,
11, okay, 12. That's not
me, Shannon, bad. And Hunter were talking for about 50 before that.
We have that's not true, even made it half an hour at this point.
Tanner was getting a
haircut, right.
HJ or HC or something.
Jesus.
Wait a minute.
Over the pants.
Just the way God intended?
Yeah.
We call that dry rubbing.
Oh, Moses. Okay, so while we're on the subject of me ignoring where we're going.
Let's not.
No. I'm looking at the memes you've shared in the group, and I'm very happy that I can finally sit down and watch The Simpsons now that Disney Plus is fixing it.
Yes.
Yeah, but have you played E.T. Go Come on Atari?
No. I've played
Shannon,
E.T.
why has he lost so much blood? Why is he so white?
He's just filled to the tip. He
no!
Needs to get out.
God, why? I'm trying my best.
Call that Splooge Mountain.
No.
Well.
No.
I immediately regret my decisions.
Wait, I'm about to make it better, Cody.
You remember that scene in Scary Movie when the guy finally erupts?
It's basically that. I don't.
No, see, the scene I thought of was the one with Leslie Nielsen and meeting the aliens.
I never watched those.
Wasn't that, was it three?
That was
I would not know. I have seen Scary Movie 2 beginning to end at least once, and that's it. I checked out immediately.
I watched three because, and this shows you kind of where the time frame was, my brother and sister-in-law rented it from Blockbuster on VHS.
Oh. Well, we have a VHS at the store now if you want to bring it by.
Oh, I mean, I don't think that's a movie they stole from Blockbuster. I'm sure there are others, but not that one.
I think it's a dog, Shannon.
That's the worst Billy. Look at us. No, Billy. That's a fur. Oh, my God.
Billy.
I'm pretty sure that's Balto.
No. That might be.
Isn't that Balto?
I mean. I'm not confirmed or deny.
Alan. Did I ever tell you guys about the Balto porn I found?
No.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
That dude was a regular at Hastings and made that super awkward for me.
Yeah, dude comes in to trade in a PSP, and I'm like, I got to test it out first. He's like, okay. He hands it to me, and I turn it on, and I guess he didn't.
Wait, which employer was this at? Current or previous?
Gaming Grounds. Gaming Grounds.
Okay. Okay, I'm thinking of the GameStop story you guys have told. There I go on, unfortunately.
So I turned the PSP on to test it, and I guess he was looking at this before he brought it in. He didn't even close it. He hands it to me, and it's not even like visual porn. It's Balto sex stories from the internet.
Oh. That's some kind of power move. I don't know what he tried to accomplish, but that's a power move.
Well, I assume he was trying to get off.
When showing it to you, I figured there's only one purpose for him.
What's that purpose, Cody?
I don't think he was interested in the storyline.
I mean, sexual arousement, achievement. What's the phrase we're going to go for here?
But what are you aiming for when you get that?
God, Dalton, you finished the punchline. It's not good enough for someone else to do.
I'm assuming he was aiming for the sock, because there's definitely not another person there.
Oh.
What Shannon said.
Maybe he had a Balto stuffed animal and he was using that as a prop.
Moses.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Maybe
as a what?
A prop. He cut a little hole where the anus would be.
Oh my God. Yeah, don't tag me in this one.
You know we're all tagging you now.
Just tell him Sody Kanducky showed up in the impact zone.
To be fair, I didn't tag Derek last week. I will take mercy on you, Cody.
I appreciate that.
No my problem. audio for this show is going to be completely pointless because I haven't said a word in like 10 minutes.
No, all we need are the Parker bits. So if you can track
that's
down
true.
The waveforms.
That's true.
That's all anybody really
actually,
needs from
that'd
me.
Be even better. Just take one of us out and just copy and paste Parker's responses throughout the podcast. Just pepper them in.
That's a lot of goddamn work. I'm not doing.
Yeah, valid.
Plus, the worst part about it is this gum has lost its flavor. Do you have more gum?
Yeah, you can't keep it that long. That's a bad idea.
What kind of gum was it?
Orbitz.
Yeah, I was expecting something like Double Bubble or Super Bubble, which loses its flavor after two chews.
He was disappointed in your choice of gum. Shannon, what do you have to say about that?
What?
I don't know. What does Parker have to say about that?
No, he's elsewhere. I sent him off. I sent him away.
I'd ask my dogs to talk, but there's a little bit.
I literally just heard, like, in
yeah,
the background.
Literally, yeah. No, that was impeccable timing. Well done, Ziva.
I'd bring my cat in here, but she ain't got nothing to say to you.
That's fine.
Or
neither
anyone else,
say anything to me.
For that matter.
I don't think any of us have anything to say, really.
Shannon, what's the topic for tonight?
Oh, God.
Have we ever come into this show with a topic?
No.
No, not in the five weeks so far.
We've had a general idea of what we were going to talk about, or at least a we came up with a taco we were recording. But tonight, it's been 30 minutes of...
It's true.
Of yeah. I don't know what.
I mean the idea idea behind the show was we basically bring the group chat to a... bring the group chat to a podcast format. I think we're doing that. I mean...
We have. Also, you guys probably want to know this. I got more gum.
Oh,
God damn it.
Bully for you. Fine.
Hey,
topic.
So the video game thing was fun a while back ago. I got one that's TV show themes.
Oh, let's God.
I mean, I don't have.
I was gonna ask for favorite HBO shows. We can do that to fill the time.
Barry is the correct answer, and it's also the only time that Barry is correct about anything.
So. I mean,
I got that reference.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, Carafa.
Oh no!
Oh, I don't care.
He done did it.
I don't care. He knows
I'm gonna get
like
a message.
We know you don't.
I'm gonna get an angry message tomorrow from John Massey.
I sincerely doubt it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think he heard the rest of the joke.
There's no way.
No, I heard it.
Okay, thank you.
I wasn't gonna acknowledge it.
How do you play these though?
This Orbitz gum gets really soft quickly.
That's what she said.
God damn it. Shannon, I appreciate you talking about Orbitz gum. I'd like to take a minute to talk about Omaha Steaks.
Well, Hunter, tell them about tonight's sponsor.
It's NordVPN that is tonight's sponsor for this funeral.
Also, if you download Raid Shadow Legends and use the code word SECRETS, you can score an epic hero.
Secrets.
I'm going to take a moment and talk about our sponsor, Hims.
What?
Tanner's got ED. That's what he's telling us.
No, I was about to wait
to be fair, he doesn't have ED anymore.
Yeah, thanks to Blue Chew, use code HARDDICK at checkout for 10% off.
Jesus Christ.
I'm willing to say HARDDICK is one of the... HARDDICK is probably one of the
Cody,
promos.
I guess this Sporkle pulled up, but it doesn't like give me a good idea of how to actually play. Oh, it's a YouTube video.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah, if it's a Sporkle quiz, there's probably a YouTube video attached to it.
Oh, that's so loud. Stop. Oh, that's horrible. Why would you do that? Okay, so here's the problem. If I do that, I can't tell you what the correct answers are without constantly bouncing out of the video. That's awful. Why would anybody set that up that way? Sporkle. A waste
of time.
Well,
because you're supposed to type in the answers while you're listening to
Cody,
them.
That's a rhetorical question. I did not need an answer to.
I need to just simply be correct about this.
I'm being a real asshole. I get it. All right,
your words can and will be used against you in the court of law.
Hey, Cody.
Are they always? Yeah.
Dumb bitch.
Cody. You joining us for the paranormal RP?
I don't know yet.
Yes, you are.
Well, okay.
Hunter is trying to peer pressure me into doing it, but
I'm not trying. I'm succeeding. You're doing it.
Here's my promise to you, Cody. Here's my promise to you.
Oh, God.
I know you and I haven't seen eye to eye on the last times we've done role-playing, but I'm playing myself now, and this is a kinder, gentler me. So I'm not gonna be the biggest dick in the room this time. I'm gonna let Lindsay be that. So you take that up with her next time. I'm gonna be your friend this time.
I mean, in her defense, I've listened to the most recent Let's Play episodes. Well, I think she's just someone who's trying to survive.
That's her in real life. That's her living with me. She's just trying to survive.
That makes sense.
I mean, isn't that all we're trying to do over here is survive?
Not me. I'm trying to die.
Yeah, good point.
We would have been done 20 minutes ago.
Hey, Dalton.
Hey, Dalton, what else were you going to do tonight?
Pack.
For what?
I'm going on a trip.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
Reasons.
That's responsible in an epidemic.
What about coronavirus? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
My sister wants to come visit me, and I'm not even comfortable with that because she lives in Kansas City.
Well, you don't like your sister, though.
ET wants to go come all the time.
And what can he do now?
Right.
He does it all.
What did he do, Shannon?
He helped you.
Oh, no.
Okay, hopefully this... No. Please tell me this, like, gives you a theme and then gives you the name afterward. Does it give the answer? Okay. Hang on, I'm trying to guess. This is great content, I know, but I'm hoping. Okay, it does. All right. So I have
no,
to
Tanner.
Let the whole,
thank you for that one.
Here's the worst part. I have to let the whole thing play. You guys ready? It's going to be TV theme show or TV show theme songs.
Okay.
Define right. The whole thing. How long?
Wait a minute. Yeah. How are we? Are we buzzing in? Or are we just yelling it out loud?
I just yell. Who gives a shit? Just yell.
Okay.
Who cares?
Okay. Cool.
Lame ass game show.
Hunter, it's 13 to 15 seconds. Just fucking yell it.
I don't care. Who cares? Well, why would I care about that, Cody? It's not like I work there.
Well, Hunter, I'm going to go there.
Okay, we'll go there now. Here it goes.
Friends.
I mean, it's Friends, whatever, 2 seconds I heard of it.
Yeah, you dumb bitch, I got it right.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. It just keeps airing. Like, you gotta let it go all the way through, so that's gonna be...
That's fine. I'm cool with lawsuits today.
I'm just gonna pull it away. so that it's not super loud the whole time. Okay, yes, we know it's Friends. Now, please move on.
I got all right,
number two
right.
coming at you now. Coming at you now.
Adam's Family.
Yeah, it's the Adam's Family. This is going to take so long. This video is 10 minutes long. Oh, look, I can skip ahead 10 seconds. Here we go.
I'm not going to play it until it gets hard.
X-Files. Nope. I got that one right.
I was going to see if Shannon was going to not play.
Yes. It's a terrible version of the X-Files theme.
I'm not going to lie. I think I played this exact same video today at work. Brady Bunch.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yes.
Yeah, I did this exact video at work today.
Well, then Dalton should be disqualified immediately.
Nope.
Exactly.
All right, come on. Switch it up. Here we go. Six, or no, five. Whatever.
Doctor Who, but I'm only hearing like a quarter second at a time.
Yeah, I would say it keeps jumping in and out. But the fact that you knew that was Doctor Who from that is...
Yeah, that's...
Sad.
Yes.
Are we losing Hunter or am I losing everyone?
No, it's just very you're losing
it's definitely
Hunter.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Game of Thrones.
Right, unfortunately. Thrones.
Why unfortunately? That was a great show.
The final season exists, and also I really didn't enjoy it that much.
Full House.
Yes.
This is riveting content. I am appreciating this.
Shut up. Fresh Bel-Air.
No, I got it. I was before all of you.
No, you
well,
weren't.
Well, thank you. I mean, you were. You are the oldest one here, so.
Yes.
Accurate.
You I am bitch. The elder.
Number nine.
I'm the... Star Trek.
Yeah, about to say.
Yes. Dalton, why don't you try to keep up, Padilla?
Get your life together. Get your shit house in order.
Big Bang Theory.
That show. Ugh.
Not only could I not hear the song, I couldn't hear what anyone said because you all said it at the same time. What was it?
Big Bang Theory, which it means it's completely skippable.
Oh!
It's our people's Duck Dynasty.
Do you like Big Bang Theory? Oh, she likes Big Bang Theory. Cody, take it back.
I like Big Bang Theory.
I don't care.
Shannon, listen.
Show. I can't hear it.
I can't hear you. Yeah, I'm not hearing that hook
note. Cody's gone. Or Hunter's gone.
Yeah, Hunter's gone.
Hunter, you're going to have to tell us what that one was, because we couldn't
hear it. That was
Buffy.
I couldn't hear it.
I couldn't hear it.
All right, that's the end of the game, because this is stupid.
All right.
There you go. I'm done. That's
Shannon
it.
Wins.
That's all I
got. I do win.
I think I won that one, actually.
Okay, well, no one gives a shit about you, okay?
To be fair, I Googled most of those.
There it is.
Oh, God. Oh, I was trying to get past it, but there it is.
Yeah.
I'm making fun of myself there. Don't worry.
Yeah, I really like the video game one. That worked a lot better than that.
Yeah.
What are you
that one was only funny because the times that you cut out, me and Shannon were both like, we're waiting.
Yeah. Yeah. Am I also the only person that ever actually watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yeah.
No, I watched it too.
Damn
did
it.
Did you watch Angel?
I did not watch Angel.
Ha!
No. I can't help you with Angel. By the time that Angel started airing, I was... when did Angel start airing? Because I feel like that was...
Like 02
early 2000s, wasn't it? Yeah.
The latest 02-03.
No, it started in 1999.
Did it really?
Angel started in 1999.
I was 8 years old.
Angel started. Angel started the year that I started high school, and so TV became a non-factor for me for quite a while there.
It's wild to think that Cody and I are almost the exact same age, but he has so much less hope than I do.
And yet he has so many more things than you. It's strange.
I was about to say so many more things, so much more maturity, a decent head on my shoulders, probably fewer concussions.
Damn.
Concussions
Whoa.
Is fair.
Whoa, mama.
Hey, we said we were going to roast somebody. It's not me this time.
Tanner just left, didn't he?
No, I'm still here.
Tanner, it's not working. No. Stop trying to make memes happen. They're not going to happen.
That's because...
What enough? What is that?
Tanner's he's trying to...
That's what his haircut looks like.
His memes are like trying to be too clever. The ones Hunter posts are
Tanner,
just
Tanner, my shenanigans are cheeky and fun. Your shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
There it is.
I don't care. I'm having
if
fun.
If this show doesn't end the podcast forever, I don't
then
know
what will. Shannon, did you see they shared some screenshots from The Outer Worlds on Switch?
No, stop.
At least something looks good, though.
Bad. It looks so bad.
I'm going to look it up right now.
No, I'm sending you the link.
Oh, you already did.
Yeah, it looks real bad.
I was really thinking this was going to go into a bit.
No. I'm actually, it's a real deal this time. I'll go find you some bits, though, if that's what you want.
That looks like a PS2 level right there.
That's WWE 2K18 on Switch. Which, if you listen on a cold night, is still loading somewhere.
Yeah, that's not great.
Which is sad because the Switch is like my favorite system. It's pretty much all I play anymore.
It really is, yeah. But it's just certain games are not built for it, and that's one of them.
They really need to stop trying to bring like AAA Xbox One, PS4 titles to the Switch.
Hey, do you guys remember?
It's a lesson that Nintendo seems to learn and forget almost as quickly between generations.
Do you guys remember?
They realize that they are not that system and then try to shoehorn it anyway.
But do you remember when the Panama Papers came out and revealed all the rich people in the world were part of an enormous criminal conspiracy to dodge taxes and hoard stolen wealth and offshore accounts, and literally nothing happened?
Yeah.
You know, I actually saw that on Late Stage Capitalism on Reddit the other day.
Yeah. Well,
I saw today that
things happened in other countries for what it's worth, just not here.
People died.
Donald Trump,
who tried to prevent, or tried to put that stuff out there, that happened.
That too.
What in the goddamn hell are you talking about?
That sounds like a conspiracy theory from hell.
What?
We just transitioned into I Want to Believe. I want to believe that we can finish this show strong.
Well, we got 15 minutes.
Good luck. Yeah, we're gonna need it.
The Hunter said I'm going to ruin this man's entire day.
Oh, he ain't ruining my day.
All I can do is improve his day.
Yeah.
Literally the only thing I can do is improve it.
You should have listened to Wednesday when I texted. We were doing PW, and I texted Hunter, and I said, I tapped out. I'm done with this shit.
Half an hour. Halfway into the show. That was it.
And then there was a moment of silence when everyone stopped talking, and it came back to me to host, and I just went, what?
Yeah, no, I heard.
I don't know what it was. I was done. I was done listening on that night.
I mean, it was a depressed, and not by anything you guys did, just the nature of the news itself was very disheartening.
Yeah, because I didn't kill anybody.
Huh. What?
Well, that's exactly what somebody would say.
Just throwing that out there. Dalton, we were talking about letting you and Asa just have PW at this point.
Oh, God. You'd hate that.
Because of all the good ideas you had, that wasn't one of them.
Well, Hunter and I realized that we don't watch wrestling.
Really. We really don't, man. I feel like I have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, I pretty much, I mean, it's Ace's show anyway at this point, you know? So find you a third person, get Huntsberger on there, and go to town.
Would Huntsberger not be the third person?
We can right now.
And Kevin would be great on it. It would be great for him to have a podcast that people listen to so he can express his ideas.
Oh, shit.
There it is. If you need a 205 live correspondent, I'm your man.
I mean, he ain't listening. Not this show, because hopefully no one listens to this show. I swear to God, if this show reaches the top of the list, I'm shutting the show down.
No, you're not.
I'm shutting
Kevin
the podcast
had me day
down.
Drinking last week.
I'm shutting the podcast down.
I'll start a new podcast, just me and hookers and blackjack.
Herb Abrams, that you?
I didn't say cocaine.
Oh, I took the hookers part.
Oh yeah, he loved hookers.
He did.
The important thing is that everyone deserves to be treated equally.
Oh God.
Oh, sweet Jesus! No!
Dalton, you want to read that one?
Do you disagree, Cody? Do you think some people should be treated better than others?
No! Don't you put this on me, David Blaine. It doesn't... Shannon, make that the fucking cover art. I'm not going down for this.
I would ask Dalton to read that off because it'd be funny, but it sounds like something Tanner would say.
You can go fuck yourself.
Sweet Jesus.
Sounds all right, like, that's going to be the
sounds like something
that's
the old lady from the store the other day would say.
Oh, was she old? You didn't tell us that. You keeping that info to yourself?
What?
I'm naming this picture Tanner 85.
No, the hell you're not.
You can't stop
Tanner,
me.
didn't you say you wanted a show named after you again?
No, I didn't.
Here it is. It's back.
Tanner, I told you that you leave while you're ahead. They can't bring you down if you're not here.
Oh, I call bullshit.
You'll hear about it.
Coming soon to Podzilla 1985, Tanner hates the minorities.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm not liking that. That one needs to stop.
What are you talking about? Integration? All right, I'm done. Tanner, I'm done. Don't leave. I'm done. I tap out.
He'll do it. He did it once. He'll do it again.
You cannot help yourself, can you?
I can't. I'm so lonely.
You're not.
There are things for that.
Yeah, what? Like... What? Like Chad's big purple dildo?
Sure. If it gets you by, whatever works.
I want to apologize to Tanner now and say on the air that Tanner is in no way a racist. I've known this man for 30 plus years, and he has always loved people, whether they were black or yellow or brown.
No. Here it comes.
I also hate this bit.
I'm just going to leave it there.
I would like to report the content of this podcast, please.
I'm gonna let that marinate.
Just let it marinate, bud. Just let it marinate.
Cool. I'm glad I was on the podcast tonight, because I'm probably gonna be gone for a while again. I'll see you guys later.
Can anyone hear Tanner?
Parker also left. Where'd he go?
Come back.
It's just me. It's just us three again.
No, there's four of us. Can you count, dumbass?
Oh, you said you were gone, bitch.
There's clearly five people in this group chat, guys. Calm down.
I'm still here,
Tanner. There he goes.
Tanner's still here. This will be the last one, though. This is what they'll remember me for.
Is it? Is this what you want to be remembered for?
This is my monument to mediocrity.
If this ends up being worse than the 50th show, which it already has, I don't know what
the difference. The difference, though, is that we went into the 50th show thinking we were hot shit. This one, we just know we're bad.
I told you 2 weeks in a row I saved this show. I can't keep carrying it.
Is that what you call this? Is that what you fucking call this?
No, that's what I said. I can't save this one. I saved it 2 weeks in a row. I can't do anything about this one. I'm sorry.
I was hoping Dalton would bring his A game, but...
Oh, we knew that wasn't going to happen.
The boy couldn't find A if you gave him a letter chart. What'd you expect out of him?
Oh, Cody... I wish you'd just go back while watching Trolls on Tour.
That's Derek.
And Cody. At least with Derek, he has a kid.
That's fair.
Tumbleweed.
Yeah, I know, right? I shut him down.
Oh.
Hey, Cody.
Hey, Tanner.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
There he is.
Hey, okay. Dalton.
I'm just checking on him.
Yo.
Just making sure everybody's still here.
Yeah, hey, just
somebody do the links and let's get the fuck out of here.
No, it's too early. We still got a whole...
We got 10 minutes.
A whole 8
this
minutes.
This is our 2-hour special.
Fuck that.
That's why I was mad.
No. If that's the case, this is Nitro. I'm only Larry Zbysko at hour one. Someone else can come in for hour two.
It's the only reason time we would consider him a cruiserweight.
What was the picture you told me to use for the show tonight, Hunter? You said you called it already. It was like really
early
on.
It was way back at the beginning. Hang on, I had to scroll back. Because Tanner shared a bunch of terrible
hour and
memes.
A half of shit posted.
Is it going to be better than the Tanner 85 picture?
I think it's got to be baby Homer eating pizza. Maybe that would be good. No, hang on.
I don't think it was that. Is it labor or is it porn?
Oh no, can't do that. That's too much. You could do the McDonald's try a garbled.
Garble machine.
No,
broke.
you could use the
no,
pizza
that's
pills.
Fitting.
Pizza
use
pills
machine
would be good.
Broke. That's this episode.
Pizza pills would be good, or maybe just the guy on the cart that takes him up the stairs, going down into the field of lava. That'd be good. That would work.
That's
what about
pretty,
what about do it for Brendan Fraser? That one would work too. I kind of like
just sad.
Why did I do this?
I'm sad I can't use all of them.
Yeah, because what can you do, really?
I'm just glad that one of our best listeners is here live to listen to it live, so she doesn't have to listen to this later.
Oh yeah, because no one should. Like,
no one should have to endure
this later. And I've listened to everything on this network.
I will listen to this again when I'm really, really suicidal, because I need something to just push me over the edge, man.
If this is what's going to... Man, I feel like this...
I posted a picture of Tanner.
Open up the Cracker Barrel.
They've already opened up the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, but they gotta make him wear a mask.
Yeah, he's not gonna wear the mask, Cody.
Have any of you been in a Cracker Barrel to verify they're wearing masks? I can almost guarantee they're not.
Tanner? I would never go into a Cracker Barrel if you paid me.
Oh, fuck you. Cracker Barrel's delicious, right,
Tanner? I didn't eat my mom's cooking when she was alive. I'm not going to go pay for it.
Okay, I give you that because I don't pay for Cracker Barrel normally. It's because relatives want to go there and I tag along.
Oh, Cracker Barrel's great.
It's not my own choice.
One thing I miss about eating with the family was that they paid for everything. So, and they celebrated every holiday, every anniversary, all of that. So I would get free food all the time, and it was like expensive free food. Now that I have to pay for my own food, I don't want to eat anymore. That's why I've lost weight.
I love that Tanner has just relegated himself to sending us fucking gifts on the Discord instead of just responding.
And it's all Letterkenny.
All Letterkenny.
I mean, let's be honest. That's less evidence to be used against him, so it's probably safer that way.
Does anyone here other than Tanner watch Letterkenny?
Again, yes. I have seen three episodes.
I like it.
Yes, I know you watch Letterkenny.
I completely understand the reason Hunter stopped watching Letterkenny, because unfortunately, they have one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in the first three episodes.
Second. What is it, Look, Cody? I want to hear you say it.
It's that fucking fart book episode. It was atrocious.
Fart!
Stop it, Tanner.
Now Tanner fucking talks.
Right, yeah.
It's unnatural when he says it. It's like Goofy on meth.
I said fart. It properly that time. Ooh.
Yeah, but why does it say it sound like you're saying it three rooms away?
Yeah.
Because I'm saying
why is
I'm
he saying
away
it
from
to
the
a
mic?
Tin can?
He moves away from the mic to say the word for some reason.
Because I could do it. I could do fart or fart.
Or don't say it at all. I feel like that's the safest option.
Yeah, I mean, we might as well just the last five minutes might as well just be everybody saying the word over and over again. That's the equivalent of this episode.
Or lick himself.
That's fair.
Tanner, I feel like you lack the conviction when you say it.
Oh,
you gotta really believe
try it again.
That.
You got to really put your heart into it, Tanner.
God damn it.
I'm fine with 3 minutes early, by the way.
So am I.
I was fine with 10 minutes early. I tried.
Y'all fucking rushed me to get here and do this show. We're doing this fucking
rushed
show.
You to get
rushed
in here.
Rushed you.
Rushed
motherfucker,
you.
We were supposed serious? To be done an hour ago.
I didn't rush to do anything.
Not you, Cody.
I regret it.
Hey, Tanner, Cody, what time do we record literally every show unless you're late?
I have a kid.
There it is. There it. Oh, okay.
He's got a point.
Okay. Did your kid cut your hair? Is that the problem?
She tried.
Oh. We record every show at 8 o'clock. Tanner's like, well, the code is really more guidelines than it is rules.
Rules were made to be broken.
No!
Podzilla1985.com, patreon.com/podzilla1985. Find us on all social media sites at podzilla1985. I'm Cody Sandusky. The rest of us can sign off. Have
no,
a great
no,
night.
No, fuck off. No, I'm going to finish this.
Why?
I don't know.
Did Cody really back out?
No,
he's still there. Okay, good. If he just would have closed right
no,
there.
He's
oh,
out.
Shit,
no,
he's
left.
Gone.
He did. He's done. He's gone.
Uh-oh.
Oh God! Is this episode that Letterkenny?
Oh, Cody's back.
He's back. I think it is.
All right.
I think that's what it is.
We
instead
got,
of the third
we got
one,
two and
it
a half
ends
minutes.
Up being the sixth one.
Or the we fifth? Jumped the shark know. On this one real bad.
There'd have to be a shark to jump, honestly.
And I'll be honest. I'm fine with it because
again,
the sooner we're exposed as the frauds that we are, the sooner we can stop doing this show.
This and
that's who's that we were there,
Tuesday.
Bud.
Thursday. This and Thursday need to be merged again. We got to go back to lists and just that's it. That's what we should do.
Maybe having five people on was a mistake.
Yeah. We should have just stuck it with three.
Maybe not having a topic was a mistake.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It sure was.
Maybe the podcast was a mistake.
Hey, Shannon, you got any new crushes this week?
You've been saying
that
for 4 years.
I was going to marry a nice Jewish girl and we were going to move out to the country. And instead, I chose to do this podcast.
Hey, Shannon, you got any new crushes this week?
Let me think.
Let me pray on this.
No, hold on. I got them. I got plenty of them. The daughter from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Tatiana Ali?
Yeah.
No, the other one. The other one. Well, both of them, but the other one.
Oh, the older one?
Yeah. I thought she was
Hillary Banks. I still don't remember her actress's
yes.
name.
Yes. We'll also take Jodie Sweetin. I had a big crush on her.
Word.
Before or after drug abuse?
Yes.
Yeah.
I knew his Anne answer. Hathaway. Anne Hathaway, of course.
Yeah.
Kate Upton is still, mm-hmm. you know, always great.
Yep.
Yep.
Guys,
Hunter, what's that, what was that about a topic?
Do what?
I'm just trying to interrupt so you can give us a topic so we can
I'm
segue.
Just, I'm over here enjoying this cup and ball. I'm really engrossed in that.
There you go.
The best part is, even if the ball misses the cup, it's still on this handy string.
Okay, so we're almost at an hour, and I think it's time to reveal to all of the listeners that this has actually been a social experiment. We purposely were the worst we've ever been because we wanted to see if you would listen through the entire show. So we're still good. You're the idiots.
That's what I'm saying. If you made it this far, that's...
If you made it this far, you're a true Podzilla 1985 fan. So I want to thank Zane Laney and Ciro Villegas for listening. And Derek Boxdorfer.
Please
and
email
Maria, who's here live.
So that we can send you... I don't know. I don't have anything to send them.
We can send you the used chewing gum from this episode.
Who's got you, son of a bitch?
You going to make that choice? You going to be able to do that?
That's my gum. You can't have my gum. Hey, we're at an hour. All right. I want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight. We'll be back on. That's it. We'll be back on Monday for Nerd
Up. I've already done the plugs. Let's just go.
That's
Tanner. That's how you send a meme.
That's the picture of the show right there. That's got to be it.
Sure. Good night, everybody. Turn it off. Shut it down.
Shut it down.